the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Exodus 3:15, God also said to Moses, say this to the people of Israel. The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Father, the world is cluttered with weak, fake, bony gods. Every age has been filled with them. In the days of Abraham, Canaan was full of idols carved from wood and stone, gods who had eyes but could not see, ears but could not hear, mouths but could not speak. Yet when you revealed yourself, you didn't identify with those powerless deities. You said, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. In other words, I am the living God. I am not like the rest. Watch and see what I did for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These are my people, and I am their God. In the ancient world, gods were territorial. The Moabites had Chemosh, the Philistines had Dagon, the Egyptians had Ra and Osiris. If you traveled to another nation, you were expected to bow to their gods. But Yahweh was different. He didn't tie his name to a mountain or a city. He tied his name to a people. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace, the king looked in and said, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? I see four men loose, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. God was saying, that's me. I am the God who walks into the fire with my people. When Daniel was cast into the lion's den, the king rose early and cried out, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is your God able to deliver you? And Daniel answered, my God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouths. God was saying, that's me. I am the God who rescues my children from the jaws of death. When David faced Goliath, he declared, I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel. And when the giant fell, the Philistines knew Israel's God was no idol. The Lord says in Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, I change not. And Hebrews 13:8 declares, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The God who parted the Red Sea, who brought down Jericho's walls, who fed Elijah with ravens, who shut the lion's mouth, who walked in the fire, he has not diminished one bit. The only thing that makes their faith look bigger than ours is that they believe God to be who he said he was. If you are in Christ, you are adopted into the same lineage. Abraham's God is your God. Isaac's God is your God. Jacob's God is your God. The same God who said, I am, still says, I am. But here is the question. With so many gods, how do we know we're worshiping the right one? In the ancient world, idolatry was obvious. Golden calves, stone pillars, household idols. Today our gods are subtle. They hide behind feelings and habits. Addiction that numbs the soul. Alcohol that promises comfort but destroys families. Lust that consumes dignity. Money and materialism that enslave the heart. The prophet Jeremiah called these idols broken cisterns that can hold no water. How do you know which God you've chosen? Look at what you spend most of your time on, talk about the most, invest your money in, obsess over in your thoughts. That's your God, but thank God he has made himself clear. He is not a shifting God that changes with your feelings. He is not a man-made God that breaks when you fall. He is the eternal I am. Above all, the proof of his love is Jesus Christ. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. No other God can do that. All other gods demand sacrifice, but our God became the sacrifice. Addictions destroy you. Lust degrades you. Money enslaves you. But Jesus saves you. From Abraham until now, God has not changed. His works of wonder have not changed. His love has not changed. So declare it. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He is the God of Daniel. He is the God of David. And in Christ, he is your God. Don't ever think he will work for them and not for you. He is still the same God. He is still the I am. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are not like the false gods of this world, empty, powerless, and destructive. You are the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who delivers, the God who saves, the God who still works wonders today, Lord. Forgive us when we give our hearts to lesser things, when we bow to the idols of addiction, pride, lust, or greed. Tear down every false god in our lives and remind us that you alone are worthy of our worship. We declare today that you are our God. The same goes.